Nolte, Knoll's pro-Biden debate rules backfired spectacularly. By John Nolte on June 28, 2024. CNN, a far-left propaganda outlet that spreads conspiracy theories and violence, thought it had rigged Thursday night's presidential debate in his fraudulency Joe Biden's favor. Watching it backfire in their smug faces was a true thing of beauty. Remember, it was painfully obvious, as my colleague Wendell Hussebo noted, that almost all the debate rules were intended to benefit President Sundowning. Two commercial breaks, likely to benefit Biden. Campaign staff will not be able to interact with their candidate during the break. No opening statements, 2-minute closing statements. 2-minute answer shot clock, 1 minute for rebuttals. Mics will be muted except for the candidate whose turn it is to speak, likely to benefit Biden. Further, and this was a huge mistake on CNN's part, there was no studio audience. Man alive, these people are dumb. While everyone is, understandably, talking about how Biden lost last night's debate by proving he should be in memory care and not the Oval Office, what's even more important is that former President Trump won last night's debate. Presidential debates are won and lost based on what a candidate needs to do. Biden needed to prove he was strong, fit, and sharp. But all he did was prove that the corporate media had been lying to us about his fitness for last 4 years, but we already knew that. Trump needed to do two things. 1, make zero mistakes that could be put on a Knoll sizzle reel that would beat him to death through November. And 2, appear as presidential and normal as possible. In other words, what Trump couldn't do was remind millions of voters why they hate him more than inflation. And guess what? Trump did that. He made no mistakes, and while he was himself, he was pretty much in control of the character issues, pettiness, etc., that many people despise. And guess what? The dummies at CNN helped make this happen. By muting Trump's microphone when Biden was speaking, or trying to speak, Trump wasn't able to obnoxiously and constantly interrupt Biden, as he did during their first debate in 2020. CNN gave Trump no other choice but to sit there and look presidential. By removing the crowd, CNN also removed one of Trump's worst instincts, and that's his DNA-level desire to play to the crowd when he needs to appeal to the broader television audience. This again allowed Trump to look presidential, which is exactly what he needed to do to hold on to his lead. And so, in its craven and transparent effort to sabotage Orange Man Bad, CNN helped him do what he needed to do. Even the commercial breaks aided Trump because it gave America time to look at one another and go, "This is elder abuse." Now, I don't want to take anything away from Trump. He did a magnificent job last night. He debunked any number of conspiracy theories, very fine people hoax, January 6th hoax, trashing World War II veterans hoax, etc., and remained firmly on message regarding the economy, the border, and Biden's disastrous record. He was also confident and funny and took brilliant advantage of moments like this. Still, let's not fool ourselves. Trump is Trump and will always be Trump, and like all great men, he is flawed, and now, thanks to the neurotic fools at CNN, and during the most important moment in the 2024 campaign, Trump was accidentally protected by his worst instincts and walked away with a debate victory in one hand and the end of Joe Biden's political career in the other. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.